5, 4, 3. Hey, I'm Aaron. This is Will. Here's our shitty podcast. I feel like that actually does fit the tone.
And I'm like at a filing cabinet and I turn it. Hey!
And then we can have the round thing at the end where we're both back to back. God damn it. Our sitcom would be.
I would have a great sitcom smile.
Yeah. You know? Look like you could be not the leading man in a sitcom.
Like
but
a duo.
Like, yeah. What's the premise of our sitcom?
We're a black dude and a white dude.
Of course.
That's where it starts.
So it's 1988. Okay. All right. Good.
And you're gay.
Sure.
And I'm just pounding puss, dude. Uh-huh. Just fucking left and right. Just
this sounds very accurate to real life.
To our real life. And you work in Broadway behind the scenes.
Okay, so I'm like a light
like
guy.
A stage hand. Nice. Yeah. Nice. And I'm like a fucking star, like a superstar.
So you're really buffing this?
No, I'm just normal. People just love me.
Right.
You know, like everybody knows who I am and everybody's like, man, I wish I was him. Even you.
Yeah.
As a gay black man, wish that you were a straight white successful person.
So the running arc of the show is my jealousy over you and how I slowly change and then eventually murder you for the season series finale. And I cut off your face. Yeah. I put your face on mine. Then I go out to perform.
Yeah, we started as a sitcom and turned it into a horror.
That actually sounds pretty entertaining.
Yeah, we have great ideas.
We do. We just need more money.
Yeah, we need more resources or people willing to do shit for free for us.
Well, that's not going to happen. So we just got to get money.
Yeah.
How do you become like an executive in Hollywood? Like
start out as an assistant and just fucking learn the biz.
You got to be a sociopath.
Little bit.
You got to really not give a fuck.
Little bit. You got to be able to tell people when they're not good and you got to be like, you know, you have to like identify talent, so to speak.
Yeah.
I don't think that's an easy thing to do, especially like at the early stages. Like when some people like when you hear like comedians that were like 3 or 4 years in, they're like, oh, I got a development deal. And it's like, how did they know at that point? Like,
right.
But I think, I don't know. I think like watching our mics, you can kind of tell who like, oh, if I gave this guy more money and more time just to do this.
Us.
They could flourish.
Yeah.
And that's basically what it is. But there's no development deals now.
Right. You develop just go yourself. On YouTube or TikTok or whatever.
Yeah.
How did Harvey Weinstein get his money? Did he start from the bottom? Now he's here or then he's gone?
I honestly have no idea.
I want to know about it. I can't wait for that documentary. I was going to look it up, but
I
Netflix
feel like his family was probably
connected.
Yeah. Or like already in the business.
Right. That makes sense.
I feel like those people, it's like, you don't like, when you get to that level, it's not like I worked hard. It's you knew people.
Yeah.
And you had dirt on them probably.
Was more important knowing people or working hard?
As far as like being a good comic?
Becoming successful.
I think it's both. It's a healthy combination of both.
I think in the past it was knowing people. Now it's working hard. Because you can just do it all yourself. Like that's kind of what we're doing and it's totally working.
Yeah, but as far as like getting to the next level, you have to know people.
What do you mean next level?
Like getting booked at clubs, getting booked at festivals, like
won't they notice you through hard work though? Like just like that mentality.
But there's so many comics now, dude.
There are a lot.
There's
of
so many comics.
I really hope that there are less when this I can't even say is over. When this evens out, whatever we call this.
I just think it doesn't matter.
Why do you say that?
There's going to be a lot of new people and there's going to be some people that fell off. So I think it's going to be about the same. And I'm just going to keep going.
Trucking along. I mean, you were just talking to George about moving back to Milwaukee or wherever you're from.
I would never said that.
George said that?
So George said that.
So he knows.
About me. I've never.
You're not giving up?
I have no desire to move.
I really hope you give up and I become a successful comic.
I'm like, hey, man, can I open for you? at the Irvine Improv. And you're like, why are you still in Riverside? He's like, no, dude, I'm in fucking Midland, Michigan. And you're like, I mean, if you can get here, I guess. I'm like, can you fly me out?
Bryce responded.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, do you want to give context to what?
George thinks the
Mandalorian
is a Western, and I don't.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
Oh, my. Seems like a heated discussion. Spaghetti Western is just a style of Western. Normally, it means it's an Italian Western, a Western film produced in Italy. You know, think Sergio Leone films, you know, Fistful of Dollars, things like that. And The Mandalorian is very Western. Star Wars has always had sort of a Western influence, and I think The Mandalorian is really leaning into it. I don't know if I would call it a Western.
Boom!
But it's definitely heavily inspired by it, especially this last episode. Yeah.
Wait, is The Mandalorian out again?
The new season, first episode just dropped last night.
Oh, was it good?
I didn't watch it.
Same.
George hated it.
He hated it?
I have no idea.
Oh. George doesn't hate anything that's silly.
We didn't talk about it.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've ever heard of a thing that George doesn't like when it comes to like media and movies and shit. Like
Assassin's Creed. He doesn't like Assassin's Creed.
The movie or the video game?
The video game. More so than the movie. I don't really like the movie.
I forgot they even made one.
We talked about it.
Yeah, right. Well, we don't need to make a
listen to Sunday's episode of the Buddy Cast and then listen to this one or the Game Boys. There's too many.
There's a lot of podcasts on this fucking network.
And you can have a fully developed opinion on this.
All right.
Okay.
Freedom
so
of speech.
Mandalorian is not a Western. It has Western
influence.
Influence.
Okay.
But even Bryce said it's not a Western.
Okay.
Right?
I mean, I don't give a shit.
Is that not what he said?
Sure.
Bro, how are you going to take Georgia's side and then all of a sudden
when
Bryce is on my side?
Because you're the fucking colonizer. Will.
Colonizers. We are coagulating now.
Bryce, you should
wash the fuck out, dude.
Bryce is like Irish or some shit. They're the lowest.
So am I.
You're Irish?
I'm German Irish.
You're German, though. You're way more German than you are Irish. And your behaviors.
I'm actually probably more Irish.
Yeah, but your behavior. It's all about the behavior. You seem like you love taking shit over and hurting
people.
Listen,
dude, the Irish were oppressed too.
Exactly. That's okay. Why I'm saying.
So,
I was Irish. You were.
My great grandfather was Irish.
Did you do the 48 and me or whatever the fuck it is? 29 and me?
No.
The thing that tells you that you're a little bit African. Right?
Yeah, everybody's like, I'm 0.3% African. It's like, bitch,
that is,
everybody is. That's just evolution, dude.
That is the weird, like, I don't know why white people just demand to be point something of
so
other
funny.
Stuff.
It's so funny, dude.
It's fucking embarrassing. Just don't even bring it up.
Yeah, definitely don't. Just black that out when you put it on your Instagram, you fucking weirdos.
I was watching Flagrant 2.
What is that?
Andrew Schultz and Hasan Minhaj.
It sounds like a really bad like 90s sequel to like a really an even worse basketball movie.
Yeah, I could see Michael Jordan starring in Flagrant 2 in the 90s.
No. That would
Shaq?
Be yeah.
Shaq.
Flagrant 2. Actually, that movie sounds like it's about the Bad Boys from Detroit.
Yeah. Ooh, we should make that documentary. Give us some money.
We'll just make a feature film, dude.
Yeah.
About the Bad Boys, and we'll call it Flagrant.
I can't wait.
Dude, we have great ideas.
We have
today.
So many great ideas.
Yeah.
All right. So I was watching it, and they were talking about Alex Jones on You're Already Smiling, and it's upsetting.
He's so great.
I don't get you.
Me or him?
All of it.
Why? It's pure entertainment.
But it's like, all right. So I was watching, they were talking about the freedom of speech thing, right?
Okay.
All right, this will be interesting.
What part about?
About like, now that, because when the Constitution was made, freedom of speech was getting on an apple cart in the middle of New York and being like, I have opinions about things. Whereas now you can get online and actually affect the entire nation.
Mm-hmm.
where is that line? You know what I mean? Where's the line of like, okay, this is freedom of speech and this is, you're now abusing.
I don't think like Twitter or like anything like that is a right. I think it's a privilege.
Okay.
That's why people get banned.
That's fair.
But I mean, if you're on it, you have the right to say whatever you want.
So him being deplatformed, you're like, that's fine.
It's within the right of the business.
That was a very political answer that you just gave me.
I mean, I don't necessarily agree with it personally, but from a business perspective, like that's their right. It's like refusing business. It's like, I don't have to give any service to anybody I don't feel like.
Right.
So that's their right.
I think Alex Jones and people like that have like shifted my perception of freedom of speech, how I feel about it.
Mm. I mean, it's only dangerous for dumb people.
Right. There seems to be a lot more of those than we realize. Because
I watch it and I just laugh at it and I go, oh, that's pretty crazy. Yeah, and they're like, oh, this part is actually true. I'm like, oh, how about that? And I'm like, okay. But then all the other stuff is just entertainment to me.
To you.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like for like dumb people.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a problem. Fake news has never been a problem for me. But these fucking Midwest idiots that don't know how to like
put you're also
critical thinking. Yeah. But I moved for a reason.
Okay.
When they don't know how to like critically think
about
what they're reading. That's when it's dangerous. Ugh. But that's not the person that's writing it. It's not their prerogative to be like, this is satire. Or, you know what I mean? Or like,
is Alex Jones satire? What the fuck is he? Is he real?
He's exaggerative. He's just an exacerbated
what is that
human being.
What is that shit on Kayfabe, right?
I don't know what that is.
It's where when you watch wrestling, when you watch like WWF or E or whatever, it's everyone knowing what this
is. It's not
is,
real.
But nobody
says it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they go
kayfabe.
To kayfabe. Yeah.
Why is it?
I don't know. I watched a documentary about it, but like how, you know how wrestling goes to the absolute extreme of never admitting that this is fake.
Right.
If Alex Jones is kayfabing it, I'm impressed.
I think he is.
I don't. Then he's a piece of shit person then.
Why?
Because he's like getting people to, he got people to like, call the victims of Sandy Hook and say that they were liars and they were fakers and threatened to murder them.
Oh yeah, and
like
he's
that.
Admitted to like being like, okay, that was a little too much.
Or
and
that was
like,
the
and like that was probably wrong.
probably like a little touch over the line.
But I mean,
I can't fuck with it. So you can watch that and like enjoy it.
Oh yeah, that's dude,
exhausting.
That shit is hilarious.
I get you.
I'm not saying I respect his opinion. Or, like, respect him as a human, but as far as entertainment goes...
You were saying he got some shit, right? What did he get right? I don't listen.
Just, like, it'll be, like, small things of, like, AT&T donated $20 million to the fucking George Bush, and it's like, well, like, are you sure? And then they'll look at him and be like, it's true. And I'm like, oh, shit, okay. But what does that even mean? Like, we already knew that. Like, he actually broke, like, Bohemian Grove.
What was that?
Like, where all the powerful people go to, like, burn the effigy of the person and are all in... cloaks and masks and shit.
Hold on.
Don't know about Bohemian Grove?
No.
This is real shit, dude.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Bohemian Grove.
Yeah.
Oh, do you want to respond to Bryce?
No. Okay. No, I say thank you for proving me right.
Will has a schmarmy look on his face and says, thank you for proving me right.
We love you, Bryce.
Bohemian Grove?
See, he's stuck to the right team. He knows what's
the white team?
Yep.
Okay. Bohemian Grove. It just looks like a place in Rio, California.
Dude, do some fucking research, huh?
Is this please don't call this research. Please just say I'm Googling.
We had this discussion
I know.
Like 2 weeks ago.
I know. Oh, okay.
Scroll a little bit, dude. Yeah, see, it's like a place where like powerful people go and they
is that fucking Nixon?
They and, sacrifice a goat.
Get the fuck out of here. That's Nixon and Reagan.
Dude, like every president's gone.
I don't feel like Barack Obama would have been welcomed here.
Probably not.
Okay, so every
but,
president.
But
every,
I bet you he went.
Like he got to see it?
Yeah, I bet you he went.
All right, so while I'm looking this up, what is it? It's like
Skull and Bones. It's like a fucking club thing. It's like an exclusive like thing that they do where it's like a unspoken secret club.
Okay.
And they all just go and have sex with underage women probably and sure. just get dirt on each other. I don't know. I've never been, but Alex Jones is the
You've
one.
Never
that
been, Will?
I've
Let's
never
be
been.
Real. Let's be real.
I fucking wish, dude. I want to see what it's all about.
Do you want to fuck some kids?
No, I'd stop. I'd be like,
you would be like, I'm tired of this.
Yeah, I'm done.
I'm going home.
I'm done. No, but it's like, that's legit. And like, he brought that to light.
All right. So far, everything you've described, minus the kid fucking.
But it's also stuff that you're like, I mean, okay. Like, yeah, of course they do shit like that. Like, who else are rich people going to hang out with besides other rich people?
Other weird rich
people. Yeah, other powerful people. Like, that's just.
But, okay, minus the kid fucking, which I'm assuming you're being hyperbolic about. Minus that, it kind of, like, him exposing, like, a secret club of old white dudes. What does that mean? What does that matter? Like, if why does it even.
To me, not a whole lot.
Oh, okay.
But to some people, it's like, oh, they're all in it together. Like,
yeah,
just,
of course they
it's
are.
It's like, yeah, obviously. It's like, it's shit we already knew.
Well, okay, so.
But it's just proof.
Right.
You know.
I guess. I don't. All right.
I don't know. Look more into it, dude.
I'm not going to
do some
that.
Research,
I'm
dog.
I'm not going to do research because, yeah, I don't know. I'm not doing that shit. What is that?
I don't know, but Bo is chewing on it, and I don't think it's meant to be chewed on.
It's like a Frisbee. This feels like a dog toy. All
right. It's fine. All right. You can have it back, you little shit.
He's going after it again. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see you as a billionaire.
Dude, you wouldn't see me.
That's fucked up. You wouldn't help?
No.
You wouldn't want to make a project or something?
No. Why would I?
Because we would have the funds to make NIG 2.
I would have the funds to do whatever I wanted.
Yeah, but you don't come up with ideas like I do.
Why? I don't need ideas. I fucking get a boat and I go into the Pacific Ocean and I have jet skis and a helicopter. The fuck do I need to make projects for?
Because you wouldn't get bored.
Fucking all these hoes?
Yeah.
I don't think so, dog.
All right.
Riding a golden jet ski across the water? I think I'd be okay.
Talking to dolphins?
Wing,
I feel like they
probably
been
on a jet ski?
No, man.
Dude, it's pure bliss.
I want to get a jet ski.
Wing, wing, gang. It's so fun, dude. It's so fun.
I can definitely picture you riding your bike when you were a kid making those noises.
Oh, no. I put a pop can in the tire.
A pop can?
Yeah.
Was a pop can.
Like a soda can.
Oh, so, please stop.
You fucking uncultured bitch.
Please stop saying pop. Do they say pop in Chicago?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, dude.
I'm not moving there now.
I mean, they say the same in New York.
Yeah, I'm not going there. So anywhere where they say pop, I can't respect it.
You gotta stay west of the Rockies then, my friend.
All right, I guess I'm stuck here.
You get a pop and a fucking piece of pizza. A pizza and a pop.
That sounds more New York than it does Chicago.
I mean, it's all the same shit.
Yeah, it's just East Coast people. Just angry East Coast greasy motherfuckers.
Yeah, but Chicago, you get a fucking real piece of
pizza. Wait, you fuck with deep dish?
Fuck yeah, dude.
You don't like New York style?
I do. I like that too.
All right, but you're a fat fuck, so which one's
better?
I
like all of them.
Yeah.
Pizza's just good, dude.
Nah, I can't fuck with
deep dish. You just make it different ways.
Nah. I like New York style. So I guess I'll go to Chicago, then I'll just drive.
I mean, you can find a New York style pizza in Chicago.
Yeah, but I want to get authentic shit. So I'll drive over to New York. I'll go through
also,
the tunnel.
Also, Chicago isn't just deep dish. It's special. Like, they put the sauce on top.
Of the cheese?
Yeah. Of on top of all the toppings.
It just sounds like lasagna.
Except it's bread, not pasta. I mean, it's cooked differently. Mm. Like, there's the crust. So it's not just like meat and shit. I don't know. It's hard to explain. Mm. It's cooked like bread. It's not like pasta.
You've been to Chicago?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Am I going to like it?
Yeah, it's a nice city.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm excited. It's
relatively clean. Last time I was there.
Mm. I don't know. Who God only knows what it's like now.
Yeah.
All right.
I stayed across the river from Trump Tower.
How's that feel? Well, this is pre when Trump matters.
Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't even own those things, right? Like, he licenses the signs or some shit?
I have no idea. I mean, technically, he can't right now anyway.
Right. Wink, nudge,
his
nudge.
His fucking sons and shit on him, but.
What happened to Baron, the little one?
I don't know. I don't pay that close attention. Why would you name your kid Baron?
Why would you be Trump?
I mean, that's not a choice. Naming your kid is an option.
That's fair. What would you name your kid? Yeah, little boy. He's half black. He's half white. Because he's going to be half black.
Thank God.
I can't imagine you would get an Asian woman pregnant. I can't see it.
Why?
I don't know. I can't see you with an Asian woman.
Interesting.
I can see you with a black woman or a Latina. Mm-hmm. I can't see you with a white or Asian.
That's fair. That's fair. I don't know. Maybe like...
T-Shawn?
Dante.
Ooh.
Some shit like that.
Dante.
Yeah.
All right.
Or like, or I'd go like super right, white, and be like Jethro.
Is Jethro super white?
I mean,
I feel like it's like politics. It's like goes all the way around. When you go so white that you go back,
comes back
to black.
I mean, if you saw a black dude named Jethro, wouldn't you be thrown off?
I would first ask him why he is always wearing overalls, and then I would be like, where were you raised? And he would probably say like Alabama or something. Jethro.
Yeah, he has like four teeth. My name's Jethro.
He only rides tractors. He doesn't get a car. He rides tractors to work at McDonald's.
Plays Farming Simulator on the.
Do they have? Computer. They don't have In-N-Out out there. They have what's that? The sliders. The
White Castle.
White Castle.
Bear. I had never had White Castle. They would have. I think there was like one in like Southern Michigan, but it wasn't like prevalent.
What's that? Jethro? Oh, Dante. Dante Jethro.
Dante is not really a black name.
This feels more Mexican to me.
Dante.
Dante.
I guess it's a white name.
Is it?
I mean, I think like Dante's Inferno. That's like a.
Well, that's pretty white.
Pretty white.
Yeah. If I had a. Okay, if you had a daughter. Tamara. What
the fuck?
Yeah.
No.
What about.
That's a stupid name.
Ooh, Tamara. I feel like for the lulz, you would name your daughter Kylie to ruin her life. Kylie with an I.
Why?
I don't know, because you're an asshole. No, you care too much about children, actually. Like, you genuinely care about the well-being of children as much of a piece of shit as you are. So I can't see you doing that.
Especially if it was my own.
Yeah. I think if you were to have kids, you would immediately stop giving a fuck about everyone else's kids.
Oh, yeah.
You're super selfish.
Yeah.
And not even like in a nice parenting way. Like, no, I love my kids more. Yeah. You would become spiteful of other people's children.
Yeah.
Like, I think you would put your kid in peewee football or whatever. Yeah. And if they lose, you're that guy who stands up and says, hey, ref, get your shit. Blue, get your shit together.
No.
You go out and you kick dirt on his.
No, I would not do that.
Embarrass your fucking kid.
I'd
babysit for you. Don't worry, I got you, bro.
You're not babysitting shit.
No, I'm gonna teach him so much stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah,
no.
Here's sign language for nigger. Here you go, little boy.
Go tell this to all your black friends.
Yeah. What would you name your daughter? Tiffany?
I don't know. No.
Quiche. No,
why
Quiche.
Pick the
middle name? Henderson. Quiche. Henderson.
Quiche is a great food, a great dish.
Quiche?
Yeah.
What's in quiche? It's like cheese, right?
It's like a breakfast pie, sort of.
You're a fat fuck.
It's like you take like a pie crust and then you put like scrambled eggs and bacon, like whatever you want for like breakfast, you'd put it in and then you bake it. And then you cut it up like a
quiche. You know what I'm really excited for? When I get to tell my family I'm moving without giving them any sort of time.
Why would you tell them? Just leave.
Just disappear.
Fuck it, dude.
They would call the cops.
So?
Oh, I don't want to be considered a missing person in California.
And then the cops would be like rapping on your fucking RV door and you'd be like, what's up? And they'd be like, hey, we got a missing report that you've been missing. Like, oh, no, I just moved. And they'd be like, okay. And that'd be it.
Yeah, they kind of wouldn't look
into
it. They
can't do shit. Like, what the fuck are they going to do? Take you against your will?
Maybe, I mean,
a 20.
I'll be 30 by that point.
30-year-old man. They're not like, no, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
So they can fuck off.
I'm still going to.
You worry about your family, too, and like what their actions will be.
The
consequences of your actions.
No, at this point, I would say it's more about caring now.
About them?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I'm a fucking idiot, I suppose. I need to learn how to just push my feelings deep down the way you have and never let them out.
Yeah.
There's that monster under the bed of your soul that just kind of sits there and waits until one day you snap and then you shoot up a school.
Airport.
My bad, airport.
Yeah.
Which are really cheap flights right now, I checked.
Yeah.
Really cheap. Yep. But
if you feel like quarantining for 2 weeks.
That's fair. Fucking stupid. I'm excited because I don't care about what their opinions of it are. Like, I'm going to set everything up, be all good, and I'll be like, all right, you have a month now. I'm leaving in a month.
You're giving them a 30-day
notice? I'm giving them 30 days to mend whatever they need to mend, say whatever they need to say, fucking do all that shit. And if they don't do that, I'm dipping. I think that's reasonable.
Are you going to say this to them?
Nah.
I'm leaving in 30 days. You have all this time to make amends.
Yep.
I'm awaiting your AA fucking...
This is your chance to apologize.
Apology.
I'm just going to text my mom and say, I'm moving to New York. I'm moving to Chicago in a year. Or not a year. In a month. Mm. And then just leave it at that.
You're going to drive in the RV?
No, I've decided...
You're going to fly and then buy an RV?
No.
You're gonna fly and you're gonna buy a used car and sleep in it for 6 years?
No, I'm gonna get a jet ski and just live on the jet ski.
It's cold.
It's
Chicago,
super cold,
bro.
In Chicago. Just live out on the lake. Fuck it. I'm gonna take a U-Haul and my car and shit out there. And I'm just gonna I figure it's smarter to stay in an apartment. Like I was thinking.
I mean, yeah. I know. You fucking.
Say the word. Say the R word.
You fucking know what I was gonna say.
What are you gonna say?
You know it. Go ahead.
I don't know what you're gonna say.
Obviously,
gonna say?
Dude.
What are you gonna say, bro?
Go ahead. All
right.
You're gonna. I think it's a better idea to get an apartment.
Yeah.
How are you gonna make money? You're gonna be an American Sign Language
interpreter. Yeah, yeah. I can do that.
Makes sense.
Out there. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that applies there.
Yeah, it still works in Chicago.
Good.
Yeah. It just stops at Arizona. That's the only place that you can
do something. I'm surprised it's not regional. Are there accents, like
mm-hmm.
dialects?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to have to like pick mm-hmm. up on it? Is it easy, though, to like, really?
The East Coast people sign faster.
Oh, that makes sense.
And Southern people sign slower.
It's the cocaine.
Yeah.
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 There's lots of coke in New York, dude. They just...
They have different signs and shit. I'll get used to it.
Their fucking hands catch on fire.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
It would be super cool. In fact, if...
It emits light. Just moving so fast.
Yeah, gonna get the apartment and then just keep slowly saving up for the RV.
Yeah,
like I'm not gonna rush for the RV anymore. Now it's just about like get the
so
fuck out of here.
What are you gonna do with your GoFundMe?
I'm gonna keep having it up
for the RV.
Yeah.
So you're lying to people.
No, I'm still saving up for the RV.
But you're gonna use that money
to also go to the RV.
Mm-hmm. Seems like false advertisement.
How the fuck is that false advertisement?
Because you're not even saving up for the RV.
Just said I'm saving up for the RV.
Yeah, but you're also going to go get an apartment.
Yeah.
So like...
Because I can't move into the streets of Chicago and survive.
Mm-hmm.
You're a piece
this
of
is
shit.
Suspicious.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm a grifter?
A little bit.
$138
you're
grifted.
You're a fucking con man.
Yep. That's how I roll. I got watches. You need watches, bro? You want a Rolex?
Dude. I was going up the hill last week.
Up the hill? Like walking?
You really don't know what that means?
Oh, you're running?
Are people down here don't know what that means?
I don't know what you... Well, I guess not.
When I say, I'm going to go up the hill,
yeah.
You don't know what that means. George, do you know what that means? See, he's not fucking stupid.
Okay, well, fucking explain it.
Like, go up to Victorville. You go through the mountains.
When you say up the hill, you literally mean go to Victorville.
George, is that not what that means? See, thank you.
Okay. All right, go to Victorville.
Look, we didn't even grow up here and we knew that.
I don't give a shit.
You should.
Why?
Because it's the fucking, it's your area. It's
I'm
your
going
geography.
To Chicago. I'm going to Chicago. I love the Bears or
yeah,
the Cubs
then,
or whatever.
And then you're
going to
find out some kind of lingo for there and you're going to use it with a local and they're going to be like, what's that? And you're like, you don't fucking know what that is, dude.
Yeah.
I wasn't even here for a year and I know what it is.
Yeah, it's going to feel
gonna
great.
It's going to be the same thing.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
We're gonna,
you're
going to
be like, you're dumb. That's how I feel about you and Jonathan who both didn't know this.
I'm going to do the modern version.
But you guys
of
also haven't traveled. So like you don't really know what
is why
out
I'm
there.
Fucking traveling.
Yeah, yeah, so
you fuck.
You're just like I'm just going up to Vegas. So like, you're going up the hill. I mean, there's a lot of hills. But so yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ. All right,
idiots.
So you go into Hemet or Victorville or wherever the
Jesus
fuck you're
Christ,
going. Then what are you
man.
Doing?
Like that's a super common term.
Okay, why are you just, upset about this shit?
Because I just don't understand how people don't know their own region. Because
I don't give a shit about this region.
But you grew up here. It doesn't matter. You should just know.
Why?
Because you should just know.
Why?
Because it's part of being.
Mm,
a
I don't
person
feel like
here.
It. My emotions, I just don't feel like
it's
I
just should
know.
Be something that you pick up on.
Nah.
But of course, if you're poor and not going anywhere,
I just
then
don't
that makes
feel
sense.
Like I should. I don't feel like it.
Okay. So I was going up the hill, and there's that. You don't know because you haven't been there, but there's a pilot at the top, or like right at the, like right over the crest of the mountains.
A pilot?
A pilot gas station. Jesus Christ, okay. You have not fucking traveled at all.
Keep going. I just don't feel, you know, like in my emotions.
I'm going to end this podcast.
Is this a Western? Are we in the west of the story?
So I pull in to get gas, and I'm just pumping gas, and this dude pulls up to me, and he's like, hey, bro. Because you know how, you know. Hey, bro.
Whoa, wait. What nationality
bro.
Is this?
Hey, bro. Do you want a watch?
Okay.
And I'm like, sorry, dude. I don't got any cash on me. And he has his kids in his car. He's just trying to sell me fake gold watches.
You don't know it's fake. Maybe he got it from the Arab Spring or whatever the fuck.
Whoa.
What is that? Is that a bad
Whoa,
thing?
Whoa,
dude. Is the Arab Spring bad?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Neither do I. I just made some shit up. Is that a thing? Hold on. Let me look up.
It probably is.
Arab Spring? Let's see.
It's right next to Palm Springs, dude. That's where all the Arabs go to fucking chill.
Let's see. Arabs. Oh, shit. This is a thing. Okay.
Or it's like an airline.
Oh, I think I fucked up.
Oh, shit.
The Arab Spring was a series of anti-government protests, uprisings, and armed rebellions that spread across much of Arab world in the early 2010s. It began in response to oppressive regime and a low standard of living, starting with the protest in Tunisia.
Tunisia.
Don't roll your eyes at me, bitch.
Fuck,
I'm going to go to
Show
Chicago.
Some respect.
Go to Chicago and eat some pizza.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
You're going to eat that pussy-ass New York shit.
Yep, it's delicious, too. I love New York pizza, man. I love New York-style pizza. It's fucking fantastic.
It's weird because there's just like... There's almost no substance to it. Like
exactly.
It's very little. Like I don't know. I like to chew and get like the flavor, but you're a more of an eat fast kind of person.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
like
yeah.
You don't get to, you don't like savor the flavor.
No, I eat like a
savor
man.
The flavor. I feel like that's a fucking catchphrase.
Did
for, like,
you just wink in a
for
gun?
Gold,
oh,
for
no.
Goldfish.
Oh no.
Savor the flavor.
Oh no. Trying to be Saul Goodman.
I should be a voiceover for Goldfish.
You would suck at a voiceover.
Savor the flavor.
Can you? Are you a good voiceover actor? No.
I think so.
Can you express emotions through nothing but your voice?
Yeah.
Okay. Be sad.
That was sad.
Okay. Be angry.
You're not even giving me any lines. Like, what the fuck?
Improvise, man. Be a fucking actor.
No. You give me lines. That's what acting is.
What is acting to you?
How am I supposed to improv something that I don't even know what the fucking situation
You're
is?
You're doing it right now.
I don't know, but not like extravagantly or like extracurricularly.
Uh-huh. You're trying to sound smart. I'm listening.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I'm done.
Okay. I think you could do voice acting, but it wouldn't be like a lot of characters. It would just be one basic type of character.
I think if someone's like, okay, we need this guy in this accent of like a German accent, I wouldn't be good at it. Yeah. But if it was like, here's a fantasy character that's just like, you know what I mean? That's like
okay.
in like a D&D type world, this because there's fun. No like context for accent or like anything like that. So it's just a character from the, you know what I'm saying? Like it's not as like
right.
defined.
It's stupid.
No, it's just different.
It's different to stupid, Will.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Everything that's different from me.
Okay.
Is stupid.
Well.
And doesn't deserve to exist.
You're wrong because you're trying to live in an RV. So.
No, I'm living in an apartment in Chicago.
So you can live in an RV.
Yeah, eventually.
Fucking stupid. Because I'm cold. It's going to be in that RV in Chicago, dude.
I'm not going to live in the RV in Chicago.
You're dumb. Go ahead.
I'm excited.
Okay.
You not excited?
I'm normal. But I feel normally.
You feel normally?
Yeah.
I feel like your baseline is anger.
No. People telling me my baseline is anger makes me angry.
Exactly. Right.
Like, you're just angry all the time. It's like, well, now I am because you're calling me angry. I'm not even angry. So it's like You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
All right. How far is Chicago?
It's like someone's like, you're a thug. I'm like, I'm no fucking thug. But like, it's
and then
not.
You become, yeah.
Yeah. No, because you become, because it's like, I'm not. Yeah.
Right. When people are like, why are you mad? I'm like, no, I'm not mad.
I'm not.
But why are you sound so mad? I'm not fucking mad.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, I get you.
Now I'm getting mad.
How far is Illinois from Michigan?
Which part? Chicago? Like 6 hours. Well, I mean, again, like you can go from Chicago to like the west side of Michigan in like 3 hours. Not even.
But where's your dad live?
6 hours away.
All right.
Six and a half.
Visit your dad more than you.
Okay.
I'm going to hang out.
That's fine because I had 25 years with him. So good luck catching up.
I'm going to get the Infinity Stones and I'm going to turn back time.
Okay.
And then I'm going to find the childhood you and fucking stab childhood you in the eye.
And you would never know my dad.
And that, no, I would drag you away.
It's a paradox.
And then.
You would never have met my dad.
And then.
You dissipate.
No. And then.
Yeah.
Childhood me comes in, uh-huh. And then I...
Oh, all
I,
the way from Riverside, California?
No. He adopts
fucking,
me.
Oh, yeah?
He adopts me.
Just some random black kid?
No. It'll work out. The butterfly effect.
Oh, you're actually from Africa now?
It's the butterfly effect.
Because things change. You're from Africa. So he's like,
my kid got killed.
I need to go get an African.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He wants to help the guiltiness of his sins and his past and his colonizer history.
Sure,
so
yeah.
So he adopts me.
Being raised on a farm in mid-Michigan, yeah, he's got a lot of white guilt.
Disgusting. He should be disgusted with himself. He should be really... Will's dad, I really like you. Please don't take this offensively.
I don't think he saw a black person until he was like 45.
I don't know how your dad's not racist. Like, it's really surprising to me.
He was raised religious and shit.
Yeah, now I really don't know how your dad's not racist.
Like, a good religion. Like, we were Methodist, so it wasn't like...
What did Methodists believe?
Just like, whatever. Don't be a dick. That's basically what it is.
That sounds like a great religion.
It's pretty chill. Yeah.
So then why do you hate religion so much?
Because other religions are stupid.
So just be on.
Because
your
where
side.
That one comes from is stupid. It's Christianity. It's just a subsect where they're like, we're not going to do that like really serious Catholic shit.
Yeah.
But like, it's the same thing.
I don't know, man. It doesn't sound too bad to me.
No, I mean, it's pretty chill.
I don't know why so fucking.
Hey, man, go ahead and go to church there. Be the only black person. Have fun.
I'm not going to have fun. Well, actually, I would have fun.
Why? It seems like a great church, right?
What the fuck just happened? Why do you sound so angry?
See, you don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
See, look how angry you sound.
I'm not angry.
Okay.
You're just contradicting yourself. You're like, it sounds like a great church. I'm like, yeah, you should go there. And you're like, I'm not going
to
go there.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not going to go there.
So
it sounds like a great church.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it sounds fun to skydive.
They have a basketball court, so you can just go fucking wreck shit.
I haven't played basketball in a while.
Yeah.
We still need to play basketball.
Yeah.
We got to film it, so... I can show how much better I am. I haven't played in so long.
Me
dude.
Neither.
I could. My left would just be dog shit. Probably be double dribbling.
Yeah.
What position were you in basketball?
Like a power forward, shooting guard.
Same.
I was a better shot than the rest of the team, but I was also taller than everybody, so it was a weird like.
What? Yeah, weird imbalance.
I was tall. Like they wanted me down low, but at the same time, I could shoot threes. So.
What is the... Okay, so baseball is the Cubs.
Oh, for Chicago?
Yeah, football.
They have two teams.
Football is... What?
They have two baseball teams.
Why the fuck do they have two baseball teams?
Because they do. I don't know, a lot of teams. Fucking LA has two.
Oh, that's fair. All right, they have Clippers and
that's
Lakers.
That's basketball.
Shit.
Baseball,
Dodgers.
Oh, and the Angels.
Yeah. And the Angels. Okay, so there's...
Actually, California has like five baseball teams.
Do they really?
Yeah, they have San Francisco, Oakland, San Diego, and then the two Los Angeles teams.
God damn.
Yeah, it's a lot.
All right, so there's the Cubs and the White Sox or the Red Sox?
The White Sox.
Okay, so the Cubs and the White Sox.
Yeah, you want to go to the Cubs games.
Why?
Wrigley Field is cool.
Okay.
It's a legendary, iconic field.
What makes it better than
it's just old? One of the like OG baseball stadiums that they renovated and kept up, kind of like Fenway Park, in Boston. And the White Sox play on the south side, so
fuck that.
Yeah,
yeah. I was looking into it. I'm staying away from the west side and the south side of Chicago.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
You want to go up to like Lincoln Park?
Yeah, yeah. I was looking into that too.
I had a friend that used to live there.
How do you like it?
She,
I'm so sexist.
Yeah, you are.
Man, wow.
It was great. I visited her for a Warped Tour. You know what Warped Tour is?
Yeah,
I visited there for Warped Tour 1 year, and it was a nice, she lived in a nice area.
Nice.
It was dope, yeah.
Fuck me. And then the Cubs are, no, fuck, the Bears. The Bears are their football team.
Mm-hmm.
What's their basketball team?
Come on, dude.
No, for real.
Come on, dude.
I haven't paid attention.
Chicago.
Oh. Fuck.
Even George knows.
Like, I'm not allowed to move there now.
Come on, bro.
I'm going to move there. I'm going to ingratiate myself with people. Then they're going to listen to this podcast and be like, get the fuck out of Chicago.
Fuck you talking about, dude. Their pride and joy.
Oh, no. I'm rarely embarrassed, like feel embarrassed. Yeah. That's a genuinely an embarrassing
What's
moment.
Funny is like when you said it, I had to think about it for a second. I was like,
I didn't even.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's so funny. But also like you don't couple Chicago with success. So
yeah, it's fair. And the Bulls are mythical to me. Like I don't even think of them as the Bulls.
Yeah.
Are they good right now or they suck?
I honestly don't know. Mm. They had Derrick Rose for a while, but I think they traded him away.
Gotcha.
Actually, I think he plays for the Pistons now.
All right. If I'm okay, I was thinking like I should ingratiate myself by getting into one of the sports. So what sport should I get into?
Hockey,
in
dude. They got the Blackhawks. They're fucking always good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All
right. I'm telling you, man, hockey's the
shit. Can you take me to a game?
Yeah, when things open up, we'll go to a game.
Buy me a foam finger.
I'm not buying you a foam finger because they're going to be like $8 and it's not worth it.
All right, buy me
no,
skates.
No, we'll go to – what the fuck are you talking
about?
I'll
go in the field.
There's no field. It's a rink.
I'll go in the court. I'll go in the ice court and
I'm not buying you anything. We're each buying our own ticket.
Okay.
If you want anything in the stadium, you can fucking buy it yourself.
You're not gonna give me a soft pretzel, bro?
Nope.
Not gonna give me
a
kiss.
Get your own goddamn arena soft pretzel.
You're a shitty friend.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
You're not even gonna buy my ticket.
I introduced you to hockey, bro.
You haven't shown me anything in the hockey.
If anything, my birthday's coming up. You should take me.
I'll take you to a strip club.
I don't want to go to a strip club right now. Definitely get COVID.
That's fair.
Their pussy's going to cough in my face. I'm like, I'm sick now.
I'm sorry. Did you say their pussy's going to cough in you? She's going to lean and open it up?
Just queef in my face.
It's
like,
just
great,
it's
now
a
I have
little
COVID.
Mouth in there.
Because there's and the tongue just kind of like flaps out. There's no way COVID doesn't live in vaginal areas.
Yeah, it's moist. I'm sure it hunkers
down. It's like
down
the same thing as like saliva, right? I mean, it's the same shit.
I think so. Before we get back to hockey in Chicago, this is really fucking stupid.
Yeah,
no, Chicago. Fuck. What was I
going to
say?
I don't know. Hockey, Chicago. I'm a bad friend. We're going to a hockey game. We're buying our own tickets.
Oh, whatever. Okay, so I should. They give a fuck about hockey out there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I just don't feel like learning about hockey.
In Chicago, it's a really easy sport to learn.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are there...
The lines don't move. That's a nice part of it. Because, yeah, like, football and, like, soccer, everything's always changing and shit.
Every time I've seen hockey on TV, I can't follow. It's fast. Like, I can't follow the...
that's why it's good.
That's fair. But I can't follow the puck. Like, I never know where it is. And so it just looks like a bunch
practice.
Of guys. No, but there's not a bunch of big dudes running around the
but
puck.
But it's pretty obvious who has it. And then, like, it's pretty obvious that like a pass is really obvious, you know, like it's not like, I don't know, if they don't have the puck, they're not like moving their stick that much. So
yeah, all right.
I don't know. I grew up watching it though. So
I think it's like how I grew up listening to rap. So I understand what they're saying when they're talking fast. Like, I think
I can understand what they're saying.
A lot of people don't.
Well, they just don't listen.
Oh yeah. This is true.
Yeah. So yeah, no, hockey's great.
All right. So I might get into hockey then, I guess. What's their best team? Is the Blackhawks their best team in Chicago?
Yeah, probably right now.
What about what's their worst team? They have a tennis team.
There's no such thing as a tennis team.
What about
I'm trying to think of what colleges they have, but
dodgeball.
It's not even that much. Illinois for football is just Illinois. It's part of the Big Ten, which is what Michigan and Michigan State, Ohio State. Hmm. They're part of that. And then I'm trying to think if there's like an Illinois State or some bullshit like that.
The thing I'm most scared of or concerned about is the weather.
Yeah, you should be.
Yeah.
It sucks there. It's windy and it's fucking cold, dude.
Yeah, yeah. I just want like a change from this, and I think that's a pretty big change.
When are you planning on moving?
I would say about a year.
From right now?
Yeah, roughly around a year. Like, I don't want to...
So you're going to go before winter?
Yep.
Oh, that's a bad idea. You should go at the end of winter. Like, go in, like, March.
All right.
And then you can acclimate over the course of like the summer.
It would be hard to acclimate midwinter.
Yeah.
I can't even see 3 feet ahead of me.
You blow your brains out.
That'd be fun though.
No, I'm telling you, it's not.
What if I had a blast? What if I loved it? What if I was a snow guy and I started snowboarding?
That's great, but it's not going to happen.
And then I come back. I don't know why.
That is a surfer
thing.
This is a surfer thing
that I'm doing. This is not a Chicago wet. Like
shredding pow, dude.
I'm guessing there's a lot of snowboarding, right?
I mean, Illinois is kind of flat.
Mm.
So, I mean, I'm sure like if you went up into like Wisconsin, Minnesota, I'm sure Illinois has like a ski.
Right.
But it's probably like a landfill that got turned into a ski resort. So,
just trash.
Yeah. I mean, that's not uncommon.
I'm scared of the weather mostly, mm-hmm. which I think is valid,
mm-hmm.
but I'm most excited about
living. Have you ever driven in snow?
No.
You're going to crash.
Thanks. There was zero concern for my safety in your voice. It wasn't like you might crash.
No, you're gonna. Because I have. I mean,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Dude, I've like been driving on the road and like lost control and then like went into somebody's yard and like drove out.
Don't you have to like put chains on it, right?
No, I've never seen anybody do that. That's like truckers going through the mountains kind of thing. I've never seen anybody put chains on a tire. Even semis, I've never seen chains on a tire.
All right. Well, that's good.
So
I'll just get a bike.
You just got to be careful. You just drive slow. Right. Don't make any sudden movements. You don't brake hard, like you don't slam on the brakes. You got to pump. I don't know how old your car is, but I don't know if it has like automatic braking where it like, if you slam on it, it'll like,
I don't know. I don't think it would. It's old.
Okay. So you just need to like pump. So it's like going down a mountain. You can't like.
Right, right. You'd flip over yourself if you were like on a bike down a mountain and you did it really hard in the front brake, then you flip over yourself and you would get hurt. And we all know how much you don't want me to get hurt.
Driving a car.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about bikes right now.
How do we switch from cars to bikes?
Because I was like, I don't want to drive much in the city.
Oh, you're not going to ride a bike in the winter.
That's fair.
The fuck? There's no traction.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. We can put some salt. I'll get a bag of salt, and I'll put the salt in front of the wheels.
That's not how that works, dude.
Well, you're not a scientist.
No, but I grew up in the Midwest.
Yeah,
I've experienced 24 winters.
Really bad?
They're pretty bad.
What about being snowed in? What's that like? Is it scary?
No, because like you know that like a day or two later, the roads are going to be cleared. They're going to
take care of it.
They will. They always have. So
yeah, well, we thought we always never had a pandemic, and then it happened. Will, you need to think.
Actually,
ahead.
There was quite a few people that were thinking we were going to have a pandemic.
That's true. A lot of people predicted that shit. Huh? Well, that sucks.
Is it even a pandemic, or is it just overhyped sickness?
I don't know. Whatever. We're doing all right now. And then the thing I'm most excited for is living by a bunch of comedy clubs and like living in a city. I've never done that before. Have you lived in like a city?
No.
No. That seems cool. I looked at the I looked up the comedy clubs out there and they're all right around each other.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's dope about Chicago too is like you don't have to live in the city to easily access it because they have a bunch of like public transportation that's really good. Trains and subways and all that shit.
When I was looking through Craigslist, it felt like everything was the city, but maybe that's just because I'm from Riverside.
You probably just need to look like different areas of Craigslist.
Right.
I mean, like suburbs of like, I'm trying to think, because like one of the improvs is not in Chicago. It's in like Schaumburg, which is like just outside, but it's like just a suburb. So
I'm excited about it.
Chicago's a nice city.
Yeah. And it felt smarter than going to New York. Like, New York feels way more expensive.
Oh, well, yeah, for sure.
And it feels...
I mean, I don't think Chicago's going to be cheap, but...
No, but... But their rooms for one bed were, like, $800, $900.
A month?
Yeah.
For an apartment or just a room?
For a one-bedroom apartment.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I was really surprised.
Less than what I'm paying right now.
Yeah. Yes.
But also, you got to consider like your utilities are going to be a lot higher in those winter months.
Nah, I just wear a jacket. I just wear a jacket.
It's not going to be enough, dude.
Dude, I'll just wear a jacket.
You're going to freeze, bro.
Just wear a jacket. Maybe
you better hope that your apartment has an actual heater.
Why wouldn't it have a heater?
I don't know. Yeah, if it's $800 a month.
That's fair. I just like cuddle up to the cockroaches. They'll
Chicago
keep
had a fire in like
The big Chicago
1950 something.
The Chicago fire.
Maybe it was like the 20s.
Yeah, I think it was way. It was like the black white things. But
burn down like half the city and shit.
Yeah. No, just wear a jacket, maybe like a beanie or something. I'll be fine. Earmuffs.
Like it's negative 20 degrees.
Just wear a jacket. Maybe some pants without holes, you know. It'd be fine.
Get some long johns.
Yeah, you know what? Long johns, that seems like a smart move. I think.
I mean, you'll get used to it. And eventually, like when it's wintertime, you'll just be wearing like jeans and like thick socks.
Yeah.
And like a coat. Like you'll build on like shirt, sweatshirt, coat, hat, and like you'll be fine.
One of the things I got frustrated with in Ireland that I assume I'll get frustrated with in Chicago in winter is
the amount of white people.
Well, yeah, that too. But no, way more white people in fucking
in Ireland.
Way more white people in Ireland. But going inside of places, it's always hot as fuck.
Oh yeah, and you have to like derobe.
Yeah. And then you go out and it's like fuck, I gotta
So I don't know. It's just like what sucks is when you're like in a bar and you get wasted and then you forget your coat and shit. And you're like, and you walk out and you also don't care.
Did that happen to you?
Yeah, I've done that before.
That's badass.
Yeah.
That's probably the most badass thing you've ever done.
Probably.
Yeah. Like, get into some fights in Chicago.
Hope not, dude.
Yeah, I don't want to. No.
Bash your face in.
Yeah, they're crazy out there. They'll get like a frozen piece of.
Just get an icicle and stab you in the throat. And be like, there's no evidence, bitch.
Yeah, because it melts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's
fucking
the way
smart,
they think
of
it. Really. Yeah. I was going to say they were going to get like a really frozen slice of deep dish pizza and then crack it over your head because it's nice
and
thick.
Why would there be frozen? Like, what a waste of pizza.
They got deep dish everywhere. It's all over the floor.
You Chicago motherfuckers don't waste no pizza. Bears.
What else is Chicago known for? Other than like gun violence.
Chicago style pizza, bro. Ugh. And fucking.
I guess the groundling.
Dion Cole.
Groundlings, right?
I don't know.
Improv.
I don't know.
Okay.
I guess. I don't know if there's a school there, I guess. There's a dope Apple store there.
Cool. That's right up my alley.
Yeah, I know.
If there's anything you know about me, it's how much I love technology.
Yeah.
And USB cords.
Don't get confused, though, when you go there because there's a street named Michigan Avenue.
And I think, oh.
Oh, wow, I'm here.
I must be where Will lives.
I walked to Michigan. That's like one of the main roads in Chicago.
Would you come visit?
Under the right circumstances.
So not in winter.
Yeah. And if I had the resources. What I might do is be like, oh, I'm going home to see my family. I'll fly into Chicago and then like take the train to Michigan. Like I'll hang out with you for a day or two then take the train to Michigan.
Then I'll show you the spots. You know, I'll let you open for me, whatever.
Sure, dude.
Yeah.
There are like some like, I mean, like any city, there's like famous restaurants of like, well, this was on this TV show or whatever the fuck. And like, they're never as good as they are made out to be. But, you know, you should go just to go.
Just to say I went there.
Yeah.
All
right. Like, if you're going to be there a long time, like, eventually.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how long I plan on being there. I'm just kind of, I'm just done.
I mean, long enough to where you're going to get an apartment. So
that's fair.
Six months.
Probably. Six months to at least a year, I'd imagine. More than 6 months because I would have to acclimate myself.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I said 6 months at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then, like, you get that first taste of winter.
It's going to taste delicious.
Sun. What sucks is it's really humid in the summer.
Ugh, I hate that. That.
And then it gets super dry and cold in the winter.
So it sounds like the weather is shit.
Yeah.
Just across the board, the weather is shit.
Yeah.
So I wonder, I think I'll have a different appreciation for California when I come back to visit, probably.
Dude, it's so nice here.
Yeah?
It's so great. You know how, like, out here it dips into the 60s and you're like, oh, I could wear a sweatshirt today.
Yeah.
That's about the extent of it.
That doesn't happen out there.
I mean, in the spring, it's more like once the snow starts to melt and it starts to get warmer, that's when you're like, oh, great, I can wear a sweatshirt. This will be nice.
So,
but like in the fall, it's like, ooh, it's getting chilly.
So I'm essentially living for the fall and the spring.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, summer's nice. It's just how you handle the humidity. I hate it because I sweat a lot.
Right.
And so it's just like, it didn't matter what I was doing. I could just go get the mail and start sweating.
I think, and you know, you say this until you're living in it, but I think I prefer humidity to dry heat because I hate the heat out here. It
just gets hotter out here. It doesn't get as hot back there. It's just more humid. So it almost feels the same, which is weird.
Yeah.
But like out here, it could be 112 and yeah, it's hot, but you're not like, it's not like overbearing. Like you don't feel like you're going to like, I don't know. You could go out 112 degree weather and go back inside and not feel like you need a shower.
Okay.
Whereas back home, it could be like 85. Yeah. You walk out for 3 minutes. You're like, fuck, dude, I kind of need a shower.
Right.
So it's like a different
thing. Type of thing.
But like, I don't know. When I first got out of the car, when I drove here and I was in Vegas,
yeah,
and I just opened the door, I was like, what the fuck is this, dude?
Yeah.
It was like opening an oven.
That was the first time you had
dry
heat.
And it was like 115 there. It was fucking absurd. I've never had over, like, I think rarely we'd hit like 97, 96 in Michigan. But like you get out to like 115, yeah, it's like, this is just unbelievable.
Did you think you made a mistake at that moment?
No, I was just like, it was middle of the summer.
Right.
So I was like, oh, this is what they're talking about.
Wait, did you visit California before you moved out?
Nope.
God damn, dude. Yep. I'm still going to visit Chicago
I thought Victorville was closer to L.A.
You probably should have visited first.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
Well, that's fair. We're here now.
I'm going to spend an extra $500 just to come visit? Fuck that.
I mean, it sounds like fun. It sounds like fun to go to Chicago and just fuck around and check out Chicago.
And spend a bunch of money?
You're a fucking ass, man.
What? I mean, are you not going to spend money?
Yeah, but the fact that you, like, your brain goes to, like, the most negative thing. Can you just let me be
it's
positive?
It's real, dude.
Can you just let me be positive?
It's $500 round trip.
Can you just let me be positive, bro?
And then you got to spend all the money that's there. It's like, that's a whole 2 weeks for
you
me.
You just give me some money.
Why would I give you money?
Because you want to be supportive of my career and me as a friend.
I'm supporting you by being here on Saturday mornings, okay?
Would you be doing anything else?
Yeah, dude, I could be relaxing right now.
This isn't relaxing for you?
No.
Yeah, you're
this
lazy,
is work
bro.
For me.
This?
I actually care about it, okay?
Yeah, all right, whatever. Whatever, bro.
Whatever, dude.
What was the best part for moving for you? Like, what was the most exciting part?
Just being away from family.
Yeah.
Oh. And I love my family, but it's just like, I just don't want to do, like, around a holiday, I don't want to do your shit. Like, I just don't. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't want to go over to your Christmas party. I don't want to go have Thanksgiving dinner. I don't want to have Easter breakfast or brunch or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
When a kid gets born, I don't want to have to go. I just don't care. Like, it's not that I don't care. I just don't care. You know?
I know exactly what you mean. Well, I know. Well, I can't say exactly because I have a little more contention with my family, but I was putting it mildly. But.
Yeah.
But
it's like, I don't know. Like, for the last 25 years, it's like, that's all I did. It's just like, yeah. I want to go do what I want
to
do.
I'm so excited to have that distance. Like.
Yeah, it's great.
Because they're so close.
Yeah.
You can feel their.
Yeah, and if they're like, hey, we're having dinner on this day for this, and like, do you want to come? And you'd be like, I mean,
my family.
Do I even have an option to say no?
Right.
No.
My family doesn't do that, but I get what you're saying. Yeah. That's gonna be nice. So okay, so getting rid of your family, what?
I feel like your family's gonna remain a problem for you.
Why is that?
Just because of who you are.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think they're like, you're gonna still be like worried about them and be like concerned about like your brothers and like what.
Oh yeah, well yeah. I mean concerned about them because I'm a human. I'm a person. Like I care about my family.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like you're going to be like, why don't you come stay with me?
No.
And, okay.
No,
all right.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. You're that kind of person to where like you feel like you need to like coddle and like help them and make sure that they don't turn out like you.
Are we talking about my brothers? Or are we talking about my.
Yeah.
Oh, we're just talking about my brothers.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just talking shit.
Oh, I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? I was like, I'm not gonna have my mom come over and coddle. What the fuck are you? No, she's not coming. She doesn't even know where I live right now. She has no idea.
Sure?
Yeah, she was like, I want to come by this, and I was like, no, you don't need to do that. You don't need to see where I live. I don't want you to know where I am. So
okay. Oh, because you're staying elsewhere.
What
I was thinking, you're still like with your grandma.
No,
I was still in that mindset.
No. No.
So, yeah.
Yeah. All right. This was fun, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, this wasn't as bad as the last one, but it's still shitty.
What's your stupid Instagram?
That's AaronChase91.
All right.
What's your stupid Instagram?
@_SlimHenderson.
What's your TikTok, bro?
Have one because I don't support the enemy.
The enemy?
Yep.
Yeah, I think everyone's the enemy right now.
Especially the Chinese.
Yeah. They're going to take over.
Probably. That's what TikTok was, bro. And you are fucking feeding into it. Just, hey, here's more facial profiles.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, whatever.
They're going to come after you first. TikTok.
They're going to go after Aaron Chase. They're going to look up Aaron Chase.
No, everybody that's on TikTok.
Yeah.
They're going to, it's going to be like the Black Mirror episode with the little bees.
Mm.
Yeah, it's going to be like that.
All right.
Like,
well,
now we have all this information on all these people, and we're going to steal their voting information and vote Trump in 7 consecutive times.
Do they want him in?
I have no idea.
I don't know. What's going on with that?
I don't know. I'm just talking shit, dude.
Nah.
Anyway, that's the end of this episode of Night Guy and Baldy. Thanks for joining us. Make sure you follow The Buddy System at The Buddy System Co. on Instagram. Make sure you go to the YouTube, The Buddy System Comedy, for all our podcasts and sketches. And also, make sure you visit our website, thebuddysystem.co, where we post everything that we do. Thanks for interrupting my closure.
And we love you, Will.
Who's we? That's weird. But anyway, thanks for Bryce for this special feature. And we'll see you guys next week on another episode of Night Guy and Baldy.